I think that covers chapter 8. Want to go over the key terms again? Hey, you still with me? No, it's alright. We've been at this for a while. We could probably use a little break. How about I turn the TV on? That new horror movie we've been talking about seeing just became rentable. Apparently it's so scary that people are fainting in the theater. Are you sure? It isn't that expensive and I really don't mind treating you. In fact, I want to. Oh. I understand. There's no reason to apologize. We just spent the whole night studying. Of course you'd be eager to get back home. It's not like I can keep you here forever. Oh fuck, that sounded way creepier than I meant it to. Sorry, my brain must be fried from staring at a textbook for so long. Well, yes, I want you to stay. Why wouldn't I? You're cute and sweet and always really nice to me. Plus, I don't have too many friends, so the time we spend together is precious to me. Oh, don't apologize, sweetheart. I'm used to it. Ever since I can remember, I've been the weird girl. The one to stay away from. People used to call me names when I was growing up. Or say things behind my back. You know how mean kids can be. I thought things would get better after high school. That I could have a fresh start. But I'm an anxious person and it wasn't easy pushing myself out of my comfort zone. For the first few weeks of college, it was like, I was invisible. No one even seemed to notice me. And then I met you. Honestly, I don't think I've ever had such a chatty lab partner. You'd always go on some crazy tangent when you got into class. It was a little annoying at times, and I swear half the stories were made up. Yet before long, I realized you were simply trying to help me out of my shell. Anyone could tell I was having trouble, adjusting. They just didn't care. You were the only one who was willing to be patient with me. He seemed happy to listen to me ramble about my hobbies. Plus, we actually have a lot in common. I think I've read most of the books in your apartment, and I usually don't have any trouble luring you over here for movie night. When it isn't too late, I suppose. I wonder, are you afraid to sleep over at my place, darling? Afraid that you wouldn't be able to resist temptation? I'm such easy prey, aren't I? A little fawn, fresh for the kill. All you'd have to do is sink your teeth in me and hear me scream. Hey, it's fine, sweetheart. I know you don't think about me that way. I'm your friend. Not some fuck buddy to be held tight and pounded into the mattress. Our relationship isn't like that. But I can be needy with you too, right? Since we're so close and all. I can tell you what I want. How badly I'm aching to be touched. And you listen, won't you? If this were any other night, I'd be huddled under the covers right now, alone in the dark. But instead, you're with me. The person I've dreamed of for so long. You're here with me. So close, I can almost feel the warmth of your skin. And I know you've been waiting for this too. was supposed to be the shy one. What's wrong, sweetheart? Tell me. Hey, it's okay. Look at me, baby. It's okay. I love you too. And I promise, no matter what happens next, we'll still be friends. You won't lose me, sweetheart. So don't be worried. It's a quiet night, and no one else is here to interrupt us. We're free to give in to our wildest desires. You could take me right now. Watch as my body writhes in the soft moonlight. Imagine how beautiful I'd look bent over this couch, moaning your name. Oh, someone's getting excited, aren't they? I bet you're all stiff and aching down there, yeah? Guys, you're so cute. I can't believe I actually made you flustered. What a perfect night. No, you're right. It isn't over yet. There's still plenty of fun to be had. Come on, darling. Let's not waste a moment. Yes. Give me your lips. Hold back. That's it, baby. Just put your hands under my shirt. Do you like how soft my tits are? You can squeeze them. Yeah, fill me up as you kiss my neck. I've wanted this for so long. I still daydream about you in class and sometimes imagine you leaving hickeys all over my body, mocking me. I get so worked up, it's hard to pay attention to lecture. Have you even thought about taking care of myself while no one's watching? Do you like the thought of that, sweetie? You're a good girl, rubbing your thighs together under the desk, fighting back the urge to slide a hand down her pants. Naughty? You're the one who neglected me. I'm not some innocent little thing, cutie bear. I need lots of attention. My pussy is begging to be filled with your hard cock. Oh, would you rather sit there and watch as I fuck myself with my little pink dildo? Yeah? You gonna punish me, master? Come on, do it. Give your naughty slut what she wants. Fuck. That's it, baby. Take my top off. A bra too. Yes, you're pinching my nipples. I'm sorry, master. I'm sorry for being bad. I won't do it again. I promise. I tell you whenever I get horny from now on. So, will you let my nipples go? They're starting to get sore. Thank you, master. Oh, okay, sweetie. That was actually really hot. Can we go further? Really? Yeah, let me slide my pants down. See? There's a big wet spot in my panties. I'm all slick of juices, baby. All because of you. Yes. Just move your baby girl's panties aside and stick a finger in. No, no, don't stop. Please, I want it. Thank you, Master. Thank you. It feels so good. Finger my tight pussy. Fuck. You're looking at me so intently, gazing deep into my eyes as you worship my body. I love you too, baby. God, I could hear you say that forever. I'm yours, Master. You're good, girl. Another finger inside. Turn me into a drooling little slut. I don't care about textbooks or studying right now. I just want to feel good. Please, Master, will you let your good girl come? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for bucking my hips. I can't help it. Your fingers are spreading me out so wonderfully. But you don't have to be gentle, Master. I've been pent up lately, and I need you to take care of me. Yes, harder. Fuck. You're calling your fingers. No, no, don't stop. I was just a little surprised. That's it. There you go, baby. Take my nip on your mouth, too. You look so cute when you suck at me, sweetheart. Shit, I can feel something building up. I think I'm going to come. Yes, I'll be a good girl and come on your fingers, Master. Keep sucking. Yes, gently butter my nipple. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. You a little messy. Yeah, would you like that? Don't worry, baby. I'll clean it all up. Taste my juices, sir. I wish there was something I could do for you as well. I feel kind of bad, sweetie. You didn't even get to come. Maybe I could take care of this boat for you? Poor baby. It's so stiff. You must be in a lot of pain. I'm really rubbing it through your pants and you're already moaning like a slut. Shh. Relax, sweetheart. I've got you. Here. Just let your good girl unbuckle your belt and pull down these pants. Oh, such a pretty cock. The head's all slippery with pre-cum. It's twitching too. You're really worked up, aren't you, baby? Yeah, I bet you're aching to stick that big thing inside me. It's okay, sweetie. You can use your good girl to get off. This pussy belongs to you. Yes, I want it. I want it so badly, master. I need to feel your thick heart pumping into me. Beg? Fine. Please, fuck me, master. Please. I promise I'll be a good girl for you. I'm yours. Your personal fuck toy. So please, fuck me. Use me. Love you, master. Oh, right. We need a condom, don't we? Do you keep one in your wallet? I might not actually have any around the house right now. Good. I'll get it for you. Okay, just stay still while I put it on. There. Ready, sweetie? Yes. Spread my legs. Fuck me on the couch. That's it, baby. Just gently push yourself in. Against all the best spots. I don't think I'll be able to go back to my pink dildo after this. You're gonna have to fuck me every day, baby. I have a really high libido. I can't tell you how many times I've almost ripped your pants off while we're studying. But I was too shy. Until tonight. I'm your sweet baby girl now. Yes. Thrust as hard as you can. Pound me, sweetheart. I'm just a fleshlight. A soft, warm pussy for you to use. You love being massaged by my walls, don't you? Even through the condom, you can feel it. How it twitch and pulse around you. I'm gonna train those heavy balls, master. hands around my neck. I want you to trick me. It's okay. You don't have to squeeze hard. It's just to put me over the edge so I can feel nice and lightheaded when I squirt on your cock. Yes, trick me, baby. Show me what a big load he spurted into the condom. Disgusting, if I'm being honest. My mouth feels gross now. It might help if he kissed me, though. Ew, why do you have to phrase it like that? Washing down the cum with saliva sounds even worse. Whatever, just kiss me. Oh, are you afraid of a little cross-contamination? I love you. Maybe I should have said that sooner, but better late than never, right? You're finally mine. Hey, how about we move to my bedroom? It's a lot comfier in there. Maybe I can pull up that movie on my laptop? Or we could go out and buy some more condoms? Your choice. That's what I thought. Come on then, we better take a shower first. We're all sweaty. We can't go out looking like this. Hard to get up, huh? Hard to get up, huh? I know what you mean. I'm pretty cozy here, too. Why don't we cuddle for a little longer, sweetie? Yeah? Just hold me close.